This audio lesson is on the VIX Volatility Index, VIX. What is it and how is it used? VIX is a measure of volatility, of stock market volatility, or expected market volatility. And it's derived in a very specific way. There are things called option contracts. And an option contract is an agreement between a buyer and a seller that gives the purchaser the option of the option, the right to buy or sell a particular asset at a later date at an agreed upon price. And so there are what are called call options. If you expect a particular index, let's say the S&P 500 index, to go up over time, you can buy a call option at a specified for a specific strike price where you start making money once that index goes above what's known as the strike price. You can buy a put option. Again, let's use the S&P 500 as an example. If you believe the market is going to decline, again, there's a stock price. And if the market, the index, falls below that strike price, you begin to make money. Now, you have to buy the call or the put option, and there is a premium. There is a price paid to buy that. So the particular call option might be out of the money. In other words, it's the price of the index is below the strike price. So it's out of the money, yet there's still a value there. And there is a model called the Black-Scholes model that, and I forget the, they're both Nobel Prize laureates. I forget their first name. But Black and Scholes developed this pricing model for options to figure out, all right, yeah, an option is out of the money. It's below its strike price if it's a call option. How do we value that? And there are certain things that go into valuing of options. One is the time to maturity. In other words, when does the option expire? How far away from the strike price is the option? But the third element is what is the implied volatility? In other words, there's a volatility assumption because more volatile securities or asset classes, all things being equal, should charge higher premiums because if it's more volatile, it's more likely to hit the strike price. And so within S&P 500 options, VIX is just that number for the implied volatility. And sometimes it's called the fear index. And so it was the Chicago Board of Exchange that came up with sort of, they packaged this VIX. In other words, they have a calculation where to essentially the implied volatility is traded on an exchange. And so there's future contracts tied to the VIX and there's option contracts tied to the VIX. And, you know, at simplest term, when markets get more fearful, then the expectation is for higher volatility, and so VIX goes up. Now, VIX is very similar. I mean, it'd be nice if you just go buy VIX, right? I think markets are going to fall, and I think volatility is going to spike because they do very much move in opposite direction. When markets are falling, VIX tends to spike. And so one way investors try to hedge their security or their exposure to markets is to buy a VIX option, or there's ETFs that are based on VIX. Now, with just like with any type of futures contracts, there's the spot price. So we've talked about this with oil, right? Oil has a spot price, but when you buy, you can't go out and buy the spot price of oil. You buy a futures contract or an ETF that's investing in futures contract, and you make money if the spot price actually goes up or exceeds the price embedded in the futures contract. And so it isn't enough that oil was selling at $48 a barrel. If you buy next month's futures contract on oil and it's priced at $50 a barrel, you're only going to make money if the oil price, the spot price 30 days from now is above $50 a barrel. The same thing works for VIX. There is what's known as a future curve. So right now, the VIX future contract spot price is about 14.8. So this is at the end of March. If I want to buy the price of VIX for June, so the June contract, the expectation for VIX in June is 17.8. And so if I'm entering in futures contract because I believe in options based on futures because I believe that volatility will spike, it has to spike more than 17.97 or more than 18 in order to make money. And that's where it gets very difficult because there are ETFs that invest in VIX. This upward sloping futures curve is called contango. And just like when you buy an oil ETF, when you buy a VIX ETF, they're rolling over those contracts every month. And if the price of the futures contract for VIX is higher than the spot price, that means every month you lose money. And so you can try to bet on a spike in volatility, but it also very much depends on that futures curve. Now, there's a way to take that to your advantage, and that would be if you shorted VIX. And by shorting VIX, you're expecting volatility to shrink. And because VIX curve is typically in contango, in other words, the future price is always higher than the spot price, that works to your disadvantage if what you're long volatility. In other words, you're expecting volatility to spike. But if you're short volatility, that upward sloping future curve actually works your behavior because it sort of works in reverse. As the future contracts are rolled over, you actually make money. Now, I have invested in VIX futures in the past or options. In fact, the first time I did it was back in 07, when volatility was very, very low. And it worked out very well because as we went into the recession in 08, volatility spiked and I made some money. VIX seems much more popular nowadays, and it seems like more people are investing in it, right? Or they even know what it is, and so they invest in it. And I think what that has done is it's actually made this future curve more steep. And so there's always this contango position, and generally it's hard to make money if you think VIX is going to spike because there's always, when I go out to November, the VIX volatility index or the future VIX that expires in November is at 19.4. So it's 5 points higher than the current VIX at 14.5. It's hard to make money in that environment. But the point is, I wanted to describe what VIX is. It's a volatility index based on the implied volatility of S&P 500 options. It is a measure of fear and greed. There are investors that try to make money by betting on VIX, either going long the VIX index or short. They can be done through futures and options. If you have any questions, go ahead and email me, jd@jdavidstein.com. Thanks.